是两年前、三年前，我们所看见的那个根本是主后四世纪那个时候拜占庭那个时候的希罗亚之子。
But that time we have seen is only at the time about the pool is about 4 BC and it was a different one.
Four AD.
Four AD.
所以不是 four AD， 四百年，
400 years，
一样。Yeah. 那么这个拜占庭的时候，所以我们知道说，现在我们如果再看到希罗亚之子
，and now if we were to take another look of this pool of Siloam，
那就是主耶稣那个时候
，and that was the time of Jesus。
而且他们发现了一条路啊，那条路就是那条路可以从希罗亚一直通到圣殿。
And there'll be a passage that from Shiloh they'll be entered into the temple.
那么那个瞎子就是沿着那条路一直走下来。
And the blind man in fact travel on that road towards the pool.
所以在这里弟兄姊妹我们就知道说圣经的历史跟地理还是很重要。
And so we know that history and geographical locality are very important.
比方说你现在读四福音，你得的帮助是 Campbell Morgan 的帮助。
When you read the Bible, you might have help from the Kevin Morgan.
或者有一个人叫 Edersheim.
Or this member, Edersheim.
Edersheim 是一个 Bible scholar, 他是个圣经学者。
Because he himself is a Bible scholar.
他讲到主耶稣的一生，讲到主耶稣那个时候，他写了那本书，那是 classic, 然后他去献给所有在 Oxford, 牛津大学的教授们。
He has given account of the entire life of our brother, of Jesus, and that is classic, and he given to the readers in the Oxford University.
这个 Edersheim 是权威，是 authority。
When he wrote this, he has an authority.
所以讲到锡安山的时候，他就讲到今天的锡安山。
When you talk about Zion, you talk about the Zion of the present day.
你知道耶路撒冷啊，有东山有西山。
That we know in Jerusalem they have the east, the mountain of the east and the west.
那么中间呢有一个山谷。
And then they have a valley in between.
那么所谓的这个锡安山是在今天的西山。
And we know the actual Zion is on the western side.
但这个是天主教的锡安山。
But that is what the Catholicism has referred to.
这个不是主耶稣那个时候的锡安山。
And that is not the Zion that whom our Lord, when our Lord was.
主耶稣的锡安山根本在东山，不是在西山。
The Zion of our Lord Jesus is in the east and not in the west.
是1967年以后。
And that was after 1967.
耶路撒冷回到以色列的怀抱。
But we know that Jerusalem has returned to the Israel.
然后他们去挖掘，就挖出来了。那个就是圣经里面所说的锡安山。
And so as they went through the excavation, then they discover this mount on the eastern side.
所以今天我们很多的知识还是受 Edersheim 的影响。
And so that most of our knowledge and thinking are influenced by Edersheim.
那么包括尼六在里面，我们所有的背景通通是根据50年前的所找到这些资料。
And so our background actually were information that we have collected about 50 over years ago.
但是1947年以后，自从死海古卷以后。
And so after the discovery of the scroll from the Dead Sea in 1947,
1967年以色列耶路撒冷回到以色列以后。
And so in 1967, you know that Jerusalem has now returned to Israel.
你看见这些考古的发现，叫我们几乎整个以色列不认得了。
And so the archaeologists have discovered something that we can't even recognize the present Israel.
但是你读读现在很多的 harmony 还是停留在50年前。
But if you were to go to some of the written work of the harmony of the gospel, see that we have actually stop at the 50 years ago.
刚才那个地图就是个很明显的证明。
And so that just now that what we have seen were a very very clear evidence.
你看两个伯大尼，一个在耶路撒冷，一个就是在耶利哥附近。
That we know that there are two Bethany. You can see they are very nearby. One is near the beyond Jordan, and one is near Jericho.
你如果稍微好好读圣经，你觉得这是不可能的一件事。
And then if you read the Bible carefully, you know that this is impossible.
因为那个时候历史家或者考古家最多只能告诉你这么多。
Because at that time, the historian, the archaeologist, they can only tell you this bit.
所以你画地图的就画在这边。
And so when you do this, then you can only draw the map, the geographical locality in this manner.
所以如果你读 harmony 的话
，and you will go through the harmony of the gospel.
主耶稣如果在约旦河外伯大尼，所有他的 ministry。
And so if we think that if Jesus is at the Bethany beyond River Jordan,
因为那个地方叫 Berea, 所以叫 Berean ministry.
And then it becomes a Berean ministry because that is where near the district of Berea.
这个完全大错特错的。
and think that when we will commit a big mistake.
因为比利亚跟加利利根本是在希律的管辖底下。
Because we know that this is under the dominance of the control of Herod.
所以耶稣为什么躲到约旦河和伯坦尼，就是要逃避，就是躲避希律王。
Jesus was trying to get away because he was trying to escape from King Herod.
你知道这个约翰，施洗约翰砍头，头拿被砍下来，就是在比利亚。
You know that John the Baptist was beheaded, it was near Berea.
所以是不可能的。
So, it is impossible.
何况如果你仔细读圣经，你就会发现约旦河外伯大尼根本是在靠近加利利那边。
But if you were to read carefully, you will realize that the Bethany that beyond River Jordan is actually near Galilee.
那现在我们对于背景、对于历史、对地理比从前更清楚。
And so now we have a clear understanding of the history, the matters regarding the history and about the geography.
所以我们就要在这个光里面重新的来看师父。
And then we want to come to study the four gospel under this present light.
所以我把我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们会给弟兄姊妹一些资料，你可能在书上没有找到。
And so we are going to impart some knowledge that where you cannot gather from the information.
我们给大家一个地图，那个地图是你普通也找不到的。
And we are going to show you some maps, and these are the maps that you can't get it elsewhere.
那么然后呢，我想我们对四福音就会能有进一步的认识。
Then we will be able to have a deeper understanding.
好了，现在我们主要关于主的三十三年大概一生，我们有个概念。
And so that we have a rough structure and understanding of the 33 years of the life of our Lord Jesus.
那么现在我们要问，根据四福音的记载
，And according to the records of the four Gospels，
我们怎么明白主耶稣的一生呢
？How do we understand the entire life of our Lord Jesus？
那你发现四本福音书里面
，And we know that the four Gospels。
最完整的一篇福音，最完整的一个记录，乃是路加福音给我们。
We know that there is one very perfect recording is actually by Luke.
你看马可福音是从主耶稣成人以后开始讲。
That we know Mark begins when Jesus was an adult.
因为我们不要忘记，彼得是那个时候才开始跟从主。
Because it was only at that time.Peter began to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以可以说彼得马可福音就是彼得福音。
But we know that Mark actually should be Gospel of Peter.
主耶稣怎么诞生彼得不知道。
The birth of Jesus, Peter has no clue.
他听说了他不能做见证人。
He has heard, but he cannot be the witness.
但是彼得亲眼跟随主亲自跟随主耶稣是从马太福音马可福音第一章开始。
But we know that Peter has actually followed the Lord Jesus from the beginning of the book of Mark.
所以马可福音不是从主耶稣诞生开始讲。
And so we know that the Gospel of Mark did not begin at the birth of Jesus.
一开始主耶稣就是成人。
That we know that in the beginning from that recording that Jesus was an adult.
一开始主耶稣就是神的仆人。
From that time he was the servant of God.
那马太福音是从主耶稣是从主耶稣降生大概一年以后到两年之间所发生的事。
And then the recording of the Matthew so actually transpired between the first year and second year after the birth of Jesus.
但是马太福音没有讲到主耶稣升天。
But Matthew did not mention the ascension of Jesus.
所以你看见他最多是讲到主耶稣复活。
The most that he have recorded was the resurrection of Jesus.
那么马可是从主侍奉一直到他升天。
And Mark had recorded from the beginning of his ministry, beginning of his ministry right up to his ascension.
那么约翰也是如此。
And it's the same of in John.
虽然他是从太初开始讲起。
Of course, he have begin in that he said in the beginning.
但是讲的道成肉身的日子是从约旦河外的伯大尼开始讲。
And we know that when you talk about what became flesh was actually began at the Bethany beyond River Jordan.
然后到了最后一章也是讲的主的复活。
And then, of course, the last chapter, he refers to the resurrection of Christ.
没有讲到主升天。
Did not mention about the ascension of Jesus.
所以如果有一卷福音书。
And so if there is one particular book in the gospel,
是从主诞生，甚至于怀孕，甚至于在他母亲里面成胎开始。
And not only that, beginning with the birth of Jesus, but it was the beginning at the time where he was conceived in his mother's womb.
那个生命是在他母亲的怀里。
Because that life was in his in the mother.
从那个时候开始。
From the when he was conceived,
一直到主升天。
Up to the time that of his ascension.
四本福音书里面，如果讲到主的一生。 是路加福音讲的最清。
And so that if you want to search clearly the life of Jesus, then the recording is actually in the Gospel of Luke.
那么感谢主，这一卷书是路加福音，路加写。
And we know that this part of the records were recorded by Luke.
路加是个医生。
We know that Luke was a physician.
也是唯一在新约27卷里面唯一的外邦人。
That we know that he was the only Gentiles in this 27 in the book in the New Testament
writers.
The writers.
所以我们知道说在当路加写约翰福音的时候，路加福音的时候。
And so when Luke was writing the Gospel of Luke,
他主要的对象是希腊人。
That we know that his objective was for the Greeks.
他知道希腊人是追求 perfectionism 完美主义。
They know that the Greeks were all pursuing for perfection.
每一个人都应该是 perfect man, 都应该是完全。
And so to them, everyone should be a perfect man.
对于希腊人来说
，and to the Greeks,
如果你要做一个完全人
，that if you want to be a perfect man,
你必须是一个哲学家
，that you must be a philosopher.
你必须是个运动家
，that you must be an athlete.
你必须是个 lawyer.
That you must be a lawyer.
你必须是个文学家
，that you must be
文学家 literary.
No, 文学家 is
文学家。
You must be a writer. Should be a
okay. 好，那么你
you must be a good in your literature. You know.
那然后呢？你必须是个祭司。
Or you must be a priest.
所以这个完人的教育不光是智育、体育、德育，全部要包括在里面。
And so, in order to be this perfect man, you must be very wholesome in all this field.
今天我们讲教育要教一个完全的一个完人，就指着他头脑很好，这个智育就是思想很好，然后体育德育各方面都很好。
And so today you want to educate a perfect person, he must be well in his thinking, he must have an athletic body, and that he must be well versed, and he must be a complete person.
所以每一个哲学家，每一个希腊人，他们的梦就是能够成为一个完全人。
And so the dream of every Greek that is to become a perfect man.
那现在呢，路加是个医生，告诉他们说。
And so Luke, as a physician, he told them.
在这个地上，我没有找到一个完全人。
He says, I couldn't find a perfect man on earth.
这里有一个人是完全人。
But now I found one on earth. He was a perfect man.
因为人不完全，因为他的生命不完全。
Man cannot be perfect because his life is imperfect.
医生看见一个婴孩生下来
，and so as the doctor witnessed the birth of a child，
医生也看见最后老年人满了皱纹，走到他人生最后的一场。
And the physician is one also witnessed a person with wrinkles and to enter into the end of his life。
没有一个人比医生更能观察人的生命，从怎样从他人生的早晨一直到他人生的。
And we know that no one can compare as a doctor can see the creation of a man right up to his death。
刚开始生命成长非常的美好。
Now we know that when the life begins, it is a very beautiful beginning.
到了30岁的时候
，when it's about 30 years old，
可以说到了高峰了。
Now we know that almost reached the climax.
然后从高峰慢慢慢慢的再往下走。
And we know that as from the climax, it's slowly now on the declining.
人是出于土，也是归于土。
Now we know that we come from earth, we return to earth.
那么这个可以说就是整个人生成长的曲线。
And that is the process.Of a man's entire life.
但是现在路加告诉我们说
，But now Luke told us.
他特别是对于那些希腊人
，Now he's addressing to this group.
他做一个见证
，This is how he testified.
我终于找到了。
He says, "Now I have found."
希腊人最喜欢说，我找到了。
Because Greek has like to say this, "I found."
你知道马啊啊这个这个你知道亚米你知道这个希腊人最喜欢的 Eureka 就是我找到了。
And that the Eureka they always want to say this the word they say is the phrase says I have found.
所以我们知道路加他说他终于找到了。
And so Luke told us that he had found.
他找到什么
？What did he find？
在整个人类历史里面
，In the entire human history，
他找到有一个生命。
He has found a life.
你注意他生命成长的过程。
You can see the progress of the development of his entire life.
你就知道说这个人才是完全人。
Then you realize he is a perfect man.
所以当他特别注意到主耶稣怎么诞生、怎么成长、最后怎么长成。
And so we know that he has observed clearly the birth of this man and how he has grown to mature, to his adulthood, and now that he has grown to a mature man.
所以他见证给我们看见说主耶稣乃是那个完全的人。
And so he has testified and that he has bear witness that Jesus is the perfect man.
他的确是人子。
True.He is truly the Son of Man.
所以降生在伯利恒。
That was why he was born in Bethlehem.
然后经过成长的过程，到了两岁三岁。
And now, as through the physical development.